Hey, Sarah. I noticed you're wearing orange. Labor Day? I didn't think that was the reason you wore it. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, the one who fashions us, the one who heals us, the one who reforms us again and again. Amen. Let us confess our sin, calling for God's transforming power. Source of all life, we confess that we have not allowed your grace to set us free. We fear that we are not good enough. We hear your word of love freely given to us, yet we expect others to earn it. We turn the church inward rather than moving it outward. Forgive us, stir us, reform us to be a church powered by love, willing to speak for what is right, act for what is just, and seek the healing of your whole creation. Amen. God hears our cry and sends the Spirit to change us and to empower our lives for the world. Our sins are forgiven. God's love is unconditional, and we are raised up as God's people who will always be made new. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, we thank you for your Son who chose the path of suffering for the sake of the world. Humble us by his example, point us to the path of obedience, and give us strength to follow your commands through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Good morning. So, I got good news. Look what I brought. Money. It's money, and I am going to give you $10. But I'm going to give you... Uh-oh, I think I got two. I can only give you one. $100.
and I'm going to give you a dollar.
Wait a minute, why are you trying to take their money? They have more, but I like them better. That's not right, is it? No, it's not right. That's not right to give one person $10 and another person $100 and one person a dollar. Yeah. Look how sad she is. That's just really bad, isn't it? Yeah. But you feel really good. You've got $100. That's really good, right? And you feel okay. You at least got 10. Yeah. Yeah. That's not as much as 100. Do you think God hands out his love this way? Where he likes one person more than another person? I don't think so either. God loves everybody just the same. And you know what? He doesn't love somebody a paltry $10. So give me my $10 back, and I will give you $100 too. My hundreds are sticking together. There you go. And God doesn't just love you. God loves Sarah the same way. So, Sarah, if you will give me your one back. All right, so there's your $100. God loves everybody the same. And it's not just a little bit. He loves everybody a whole lot. So that's what we're thinking about today. God's love is for everybody. And it's a generous love. All right, that's what I hope you'll remember. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. Yes. Thank you for your many gifts to us. Yes. Help us to follow you always. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Jeremiah. O Lord, you know, remember and visit me, and bring down retribution for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance, do not take me away. Know that on your account I suffer insult. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of merrymakers, nor did I rejoice. Under the weight of your hand I sat alone, for you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unceasing, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Truly, you are to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you turn back, I will take you back, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall serve as my mouth. It is they who will turn to you, not you who will turn to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. The word of the Lord. A reading from Romans. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. From that time on, after Peter confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord, this must never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
If you have spent much time on YouTube at all, you might know that you can find a video to teach you how to do most anything. These videos are often very helpful if you're trying to repair something. They will show you step by step the things that you need to do. It's a wonderful resource until you realize that sometimes they take this how-to thing too far. There are videos, for example, to teach you how to coil an extension cord, how to make fire with a lemon, how to speak with a Russian accent, and more. You can find out how to order at McDonald's. I'm serious about that one. How to answer the phone in 30 different cultures, and even a video on how to close your blinds. There are videos to teach you how to make magnetic slime, how to make something called a sugar rocket,
And although I did not watch it, there was one that claimed to teach how to grow long, luscious hair. It's a shame St. Paul didn't have this technology available to him. Nevertheless, that's basically what Paul is doing in our second reading today. In this part of Romans, Paul is spelling out the basics of how to be a Christian and how to live as part of the Christian community. There's an old cartoon with an elderly pastor advising a younger clergyman, and in the caption he says, "The thing you've got to have is sincerity, son. Once you can fake that, you've got it made." Well, that's where Paul begins. Let love be genuine, he says. And this passage would be hard enough to live out even if he stopped right there. Have genuine love in your hearts for others, he advised, describing a love that actively seeks the best for others and never counts the cost to the self. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good, he continues, despite the fact that Paul knows that evil often appears oh so enticing and our willpower is oh so weak. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. We are to be a people, Paul says, fully committed to our brothers and sisters and looking to ourselves last. When Jesus calls us to love, this is the love he means. But it's a love you don't find often. And there's more. Do not lag in zeal, he says. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. In other words, be excited about God. Be concerned and active in faith and in everything, serve the Lord. Yes, it's hard, but these things are what being a Christian means. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer, Paul continues. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. In powerful phrase after phrase, Paul sets before us what we are called to be. And with each step he takes, it seems more and more difficult. This is a high call indeed, one that can't be passed by or overlooked. It's a challenge to our faith and our lives. And you know what? It gets worse. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. And when we hear that, our ears perk up and we say, "Now hold it right there, Paul. You didn't have enemies like mine." Well, no, he didn't. His had him arrested and beaten, and then they attempted to kill him. That's the kind of enemies he had. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. And you can't hear that without thinking about that old saying about walking a mile in someone else's shoes. We are called to share life with each other in love and in care. Live in harmony with one another. And maybe by now Paul realized that he's asked a hard thing because he goes on to explain more about that. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Paul knew that these things were divisive and had no part in the church. And I think he knew they take work, but it was a work that he knew we had to do. Then we come to the last part. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. G.K. Chesterton offered one of my favorite quotes. He said, "Christianity hasn't been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and left untried." We are called to have courage. We are called to live our faith. We are called to be Christians. We are called to be His. And that's your how-to lesson. I actually hope this sermon is a little unsettling. For while we are on the way, we aren't all that we should be as followers of Christ or as members of His family. Take this passage with you today. Read it often. Make it real in you. The task looms large. But be assured, God in us is larger still. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, he descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father.
And he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Living God, you are the author of all that is and all that is yet to be. Turn our hearts to you now in trust. May we trust that you will care for us. May we trust that we are never beyond your love. May we trust that we belong to you always. May we live always in your presence and in your grace. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, you love us with a love that knows no end. Give us a mindset on you, living lives that reach out in love to others, lives that live caring for others as you would care for them. Lead us in sacrificial love for each other as you have shown us how. Lord, in your mercy, life-giving God, all we have and all we are come from you. Strengthen and renew those who are sick or sorrowed or suffering in any way. We especially pray for those who have had their lives stricken by Hurricane Harvey. Remember them and comfort them with your presence. Bless all people in your love, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, leading God, we thank you for the work you have given us to do. We thank you for purpose and meaning in our lives. May we find vocation in our occupations so that in our daily lives we live out your call, caring for and serving others in your name. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
us pray. God of life, you give us these gifts of the earth, these resources of our life and our Father. Take them all offered in great thanksgiving and use them to set a table that will heal the whole creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead
us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Jesus Christ, hope of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace, for you are Lord forevermore. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get my husband's attention.